On August 1st, 2012, Knight Capital was routing almost one in every 10 shares traded on the US stock market. 45 minutes after the opening bell, it had lost more money than it made all of the previous year. The mistake wasn't made that morning. It was made 9 years earlier. Back in 2003, Knight's engineers built a testing feature called PowerPeg to check how their systems handled high volumes of orders. They stopped using it, but nobody deleted the code. It sat there, dormant, waiting on a flag that used to turn it on. In July 2012, the New York Stock Exchange announced a new program for retail trades, launching August 1st. Knight repurposed that same old flag to trigger the new system instead. A technician rolled the update out to 8 trading servers. 7 took it. 1 didn't. Nobody checked. At 9:30 a.m. on August 1st, the market opened. On that 8th server, the old flag flipped and PowerPeg woke up. Every order it sent came back to the system unacknowledged, so it read them as unfilled and sent them again. And again. Buying high, selling low, over and over, faster than any trader could follow. For 45 minutes, Knight's engineers scrambled through 8 separate systems trying to find the one still broken, while the algorithm kept trading. By the time they shut it down, it had fired off 4 million orders across 154 stocks and built a $7 billion position nobody wanted. The final bill, roughly $460 million, more than 3 times what Knight had earned in profit the year before. Its stock lost 3/4 of its value in 2 trading days. The firm that moved a 1/10 of the American market was 2 days from collapse, saved only by a group of rivals who bought majority control for $400 million within the week. Knight never really came back. Less than a year later, it merged into a competitor, and the name disappeared from the tape for good. 9 years between the mistake and the loss, 45 minutes to collect.